Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled Dowell, 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled Ellington. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled Lafayette, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Tell me if you can hear me. Give me a radio check, sound check, if you would, please. Tens or seven, zeros, whatever we got. We need to make sure you can hear me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See a 10 from Brother Ugly. Bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hopefully we won't have any more technical difficulties. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise y'all. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. I'm glad to see that. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Well, saints, I'd like to greet you all tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm Deacon Bell, your host on this edition of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. Just like to greet you all. Thank you all for coming tonight. Give me a time of your evening. I know everybody's been busy and hard at it, and also coming off a beautiful rest on the Sabbath. title of tonight's blog talk is going to be a Light to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Okay. See the tens. That's good. And hallelujah. See the hallelujahs in there? Thank you. Praise y'all, saints. Praise y'all. Guess we're going to get right to it tonight. Yeah, you got it, Brother Ugly. A Light to the Gentiles. Excuse me. We're going to start off in Acts chapter 1. Brother Ugly, you'll post that in there. Acts chapter 1, we're going to read verses 4 through 8. Just bless you all in the room. Hallelujah. Let me get there real quick. All right. Praise y'all. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. But John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Master, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he saith unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And say, so what I want to highlight here is that we are the witnesses of the Most High. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses like those folk running around here with no power, no nothing in them. It's empty cells running around thinking they're witnesses for the Most High, but they're not. Deceived fools is what they are. But we have received the power of the Holy Ghost, those of us who have the baptism. Don't forget how important the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for us saints. If you don't have it, when was the last time you sought to get it? You've gotten your prayer closet and cry out to the Father to get filled. Some of you are out there ain't hungry and thirsting like you think you are. You may say you are, but you're not. And you don't have that witness of the Holy Spirit within you. And you need that witness. to empower you. Because he said you shall receive power. Hallelujah. But we're his witnesses, saints. And, and that witness, that makes us a light for the Most High. You know, because people, believe it or not, these heathen out there, they are watching us. Whether you're conscious of it or aware of it, they are watching. They're watching all the time. I can tell you, many times at work, I feel like a celebrity almost up here in Lafayette. Many a person will walk up to me. You from down there at Pumpkin Town? This all the blue. On days I don't even expect it, they'll just walk up to me. I'm like, man, who are you? Because I had a man, he had a back brace on the other day that walked up to me and asked me that he was with his wife. And I was kind of waiting to see if he was going to ask for prayer for healing or something, ask for healing or something. Now he just wanted to know. I said, yeah, I'm down there at Pumpkin Town with Pastor Dow. Now he kind of just smiled at me and just walked away, like, all right. But these people, so here up here, they know who we are. They know, I guarantee they know every saint that comes that fellowships a straight way. They know who they are. But hallelujah. But saints, we are witnesses of the Most High. These heathens are looking at us, and they want to see something. Some of them want to see you fall. Some of them actually want to see what the Most High is doing. They may have questions. They may come to you. The Father may draw them to you to maybe help bring them into the faith. I saw that video that our brother, precious brother in in Florida, Brother Jose posted. He baptized those some people. You know, he's out there bearing the message, huh? Witnessing in that way. All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Get there. This is Paul talking about us being ambassadors. If I'm in the right spot. Right. 2 Corinthians. Hold on a second. 2 Corinthians. Yeah, okay. All right, 17 through 20. And it reads, I'm going to start verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, although we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of Yah, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that Yah was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though Yah did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to Yah. For he hath made him to be sin for us and know no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Yah in him. But we're ambassadors. You know what an ambassador does, don't you, saints? He represents a kingdom. The kingdoms of this world, if you can look at the UN, the United States ambassador to the UN, or to China or Libya, they go out doing the business of their governments. But we're representatives of the kingdom of Yah. Kingdom of heaven, and that kingdom is within us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28. We're going to read verses 18 through 20. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Let me get there. I messed up on my. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. And it reads, and Jesus spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, this is what they call the Great Commission. you know, if you, those of you who've been church, you know, they always talk about we have to go out and fulfill the Great Commission. And, of course, they'll accuse pastor of not evangelizing. Of course, you know, we see all the many witnesses from around the country and around the world, other nations, you know, people in other countries, from Canada to South America to the Philippines, you know, and in between, Europe and everywhere. So, you know, they will accuse the pastor of not evangelizing, if I can just say it like that, but the word's getting out, people are hearing. So hallelujah. But you know, we have to go out and teach the nations, or teaching all creatures. Wait a minute. Yeah, teaching nations and baptizing them and baptizing them. So that's, you know, we have to, as we're the ministers of the kingdom. So we have to go out into this wicked, dark world, bringing the light of the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that have the ears to hear. And let's go to Job chapter 9. And Pastor quoted the scripture yesterday. We're going to go to Job chapter 9, verse 24. Just reminding us. You know, Pastor preached yesterday, he's talking about we're in the days of Noah. You know, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked, it reads. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof, if not, where and who is he? But the highlight part is the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. And you look at the conditions of the earth today, you know, as far as compared to the days of Noah. We got many a sodomite running around, all these wicked faggots running around everywhere. You know, men being lovers of their own self, lovers of pleasure. You know, just the things that was prophesied or talked about as far as these last days. But, you know, the condition of this earth is very wicked. So it's important that we do bring the light. But, you know, it's given into the hands of the wicked. And of course, we know they're their father, the devil, who comes to, well, let's go to John chapter 9. I mean, I'm sorry, hold on. I'm dark in here. I'm sorry, let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. First John chapter 5, verse 19. Hallelujah. And we know that we are of Yah, and the whole world lies in wickedness. You know, the earth is given to the hand of the wicked, and it lies in wickedness. You've got a bunch of wicked folk going around doing wickedly, sinning. How many of us saints have our conversation amongst the wicked? Living ungodly amongst them. While we call ourselves saints, then we come to the assembly and lift up our defiled hands, playing like we're holy. We depart from this iniquity, from these transgressions, from these sins that we dwell in, saints. Let's be righteous. Let's cleanse ourselves. You know, we got Passover coming up. Don't wait till the last day before Passover before you decide you're going to turn from your wicked ways and come take the Passover. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to John chapter 10. John 10, verse 10. And it reads, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." But this is the reason why Jesus came. Listen to this. "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And that's what the Father wants us to have, abundant life in Him. We shouldn't be living under curses. If you've never got deliverance or prayer for any type of deliverance to get these curses and yokes off of you, you should. That's part of the abundant life. Power's available here, especially in this ministry. We don't have no excuse to be walking around all in any type of spiritual bondage. The Most High has placed our feet in open places. He's given us hinds feet. So you should be set at liberty. If you desire. But hallelujah. The Messiah came to give us abundant life, saints. Hallelujah. And now let's go to 1 John 3:8. Hallelujah. You got that, Brother Ugly? 1 John 3? Oh, I see it. Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. I appreciate you posting these scriptures. Always. Faithful. Thank you, my brother. Now, 1 John 3:8 reads, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Again, the purpose for the Son of Yah coming. For this purpose, the Son of Yah was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, the house of time. And where is he destroying that work at, brothers and sisters? Brother Joe and Sister Kelly, where is he destroying that work at? Look, I'm picking on you in the chat room. Is he destroying that work in your life? Is the house of time being bruised under your feet? Brother Jeff and Sister Anna? Brother Ugly? We defeating him? He is manifested. He might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. We need those works destroyed. I was talking to a person today at work, trying to help them out in understanding why they keep getting drawn back into sin. But that person didn't have ears to hear. So I was like, okay, oh well. I mean, they didn't swine out on me, but I threw a line out there trying to help them. But when I started mentioning about deliverance, the door got shut. I'm like, okay, hallelujah, praise y'all. Might try again another time. If not, they can stay in the bondage. You know, men love darkness rather than light. You know, because this individual wanted to talk about another person in their life being the source of all the problems. But when you got a solution for them, they don't want to take it. But anyway, you know, hallelujah. The Most High is still good. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. Read verses 15 through 17. Pray everybody's encouraged today. Doing well. Not let heaviness overtake you. Any doubts or any unbeliefs, any fears? Hope you got free spirits, clean minds, healthy hearts. Hallelujah. You see some of I'm sure some of y'all have seen some of the videos here and there with the shirt that says healthy spirit on it. Hope your spirits are healthy, saints. We shouldn't be sick and diseased. We should be healthy. Don't forget what John wrote, blood, I would love all things. You prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know, true prosperity. All right, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads, you got it in there, brother? Yep, you got it. We're going to read through 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And don't forget, this world lies in wickedness and is given into the hand of the wicked. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. All those things. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of Yah abideth forever. So we want to be doers, saints, of the will of Yah, just like the most Messiah was, you know, being an example unto us. Doing the will of Yah. Now, the reason why I kind of reason why I was directed with talking on this tonight. Now, there was a question asked to a sister by one of her cousins who was an atheist. And before I get there, though, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. We all should know the scripture. And I see a thing in there, Brother Ugly, Sister Kelly, pressing. Hallelujah. That's all your comments. Bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Here, oh, is Yahweh Elohim. He is one. He's not three, not four, not five, not a trinity. You know, Pastor did some beautiful teachings on that. You know, he's not three. But Yah is one. Hallelujah. Now this person asked the question of one of our sisters. You know, and I've come across this question quite a few times, and even seen some of these religious people's videos. And you know, because they have their carnal minds, they'll ask the question: when Jesus was praying, who was he praying to? You know, and of course, you know, when they ask that question, you got to wonder what kind of, especially an atheist person, you know, they probably have heard some of this false doctrine of the Trinity and whatever else they've heard, and so they'll frame their question based off that, you know, either seeking to trap you or confound you, or they might just have a genuine question because they just don't know. But you know, it's not given to them to know. You know, it's given to us because we're the children of Yah. And so, you know, and of course, sometimes, you know, if we know how, look at how the Messiah responds to people, you know, they ask him a question, he'd ask them a question. And so let's go to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 18. I'm in the wrong chapter. Excuse me. Thanks. Luke chapter 9. Luke 9:18. All right. Wait a minute. I wrote down the wrong verse. Is that the one I have? Excuse me, Saints. Go to. Let me go there real quick. Luke chapter. Luke chapter 3. All right, let's go here real quick. Let's go to Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. And it reads, "Now all the people were baptized, and it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying." Notice when Jesus, after he was baptized and praying, the heaven was open. The heaven was open. Let me lost my spot here. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven and said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Now, if you look at that, Jesus was praying. And I like to ask some of these people that ask these questions, I like to ask them, well, who answered Jesus then when he was praying? Because you ask me a question, let me ask you one. You know, you're so wise, because I mean, I like to be jealous of my Yah, you know, because, you know, Yah's jealous of us. I want to be jealous of my Yah. I don't want to share him with the heathen just because they want to come run their mouth to you and say something just in any kind of way. I don't, you know, really appreciate heathens in their, you know, and I guess their lack of manners, if I could say it like that, you know, because a lot of times they'll come off any kind of way talking to you, and you know, they just think you owe them something, and you don't. But the Father talked back to them, but you know, they're gonna like, well, who was that? Well, who was it? You know, Yah's one. But Christ was manifested in the flesh. And I'll tell you, when Jesus, let's go to Luke chapter 11 real quick. Hold on. Luke chapter 11. Read this. Yeah, Luke chapter 11, we'll start at verse 1. We'll go through verses 1 through 13, Brother Ugly. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, we're talking about Jesus now. Plus, Saints, you know the drill. All you go back and read everything in context, please. And when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, "Master, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." You know, that's a good thing to ask of the Messiah, ain't it? You know, hey, you know, we see you praying all the time, Master. You know, hey, teach us how to pray. And he said to them, you know, when you pray, say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. You know, give us day by day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And he said unto them, you know, then the prayer stopped. But then he's talking to them here, and he says unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in the journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son asks bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give a fish for a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, will he give a scorpion? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them to ask him? Now, right there, he's in with them asking for the Holy Spirit. But, you know, if he starts off the prayer, you get with the first little outline there. Then he goes on to, you know, tell you importunity, asking, knocking. So don't just limit it to saying, our Father, that's the only way I can pray. No, he's just showing you this is how you can do it. But, you know, when Jesus was praying, you know, he's been an example for us. He's showing us how to approach the Father and even how to get response from him. And, you know, and with the importunity, you're going to have to be diligent, you know. Keep going. Like Daniel, he prayed for 21 days, fasted 21 days and prayed, and didn't stop until he got an answer. An angel from heaven came and answered him. So, hey, we got to hang in the fight there, too, as far as our prayers go. The witness I really get about that was Jesus praying. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. We can read verses 5 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 11. And I'll tell you something, I'm really excited to be with y'all here tonight. After dealing with the heathen of this world today, really weighing on me a little bit today, and a few other things. I'm really excited to be here with y'all tonight in this time of fellowship. Really appreciate all y'all coming tonight and being here and listening. Hallelujah. You get that, brother? Philippians? Yeah, Philippians 2 through 11. 5 through 11. Chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. It says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of Yah, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yah, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Key thing there, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the tree. Wherefore Yah also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, hallelujah, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Master to the glory of Yah the Father. You know, so my take is, you know, Jesus, every time Jesus prayed, he's teaching us what to do. He's being an example for us, how to come before the Father, how to hear from the Father, how to be received of the Father. You know, all that, you know, with the exception of all that Trinitarian stuff, you know, we know that Yah is one, but Jesus took on the same form of us, touched with the same feelings and infirmities as us. You know, that's why he's able to have compassion on us as a high priest. You know, touched with the same man of infirmities. You know, he's a merciful high priest unto us. We can go to him. You know, we got our problems, our issues, the sins that condemn us or weigh on us or whatever thing it is that you got going on, sicknesses, diseases. You can take all these things to him. And then, you know, he also has, you know, we can go to, you know, you call for the elders of the church to pray for you. You know, we got an anointed pastor and two anointed pastors in his ministry. You know, anointed brothers and sisters in his ministry that can do deliverance, heal the sick, cast out devils. I mean, hey, so the Father's made abundant things available to us. You know, don't forget, healing is the children's bread. And he's not forsaken us. You know, we don't serve a powerless Yah like these heathens out here. You know, our Yah's not dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13, we'll read verses 10 and 11. Matthew 13, I'm sorry. 13 verses 10 and 11. Of course, this is the Yeshua HaMashiach speaking again. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? You know, people don't understand you. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. No thanks has been given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You know, you think about it. Who is a heathen pray to, by the way? You know, teacher Shane and I was having this conversation on the way to work this morning. You know, we were talking a little bit. You know, but who does a heathen pray to? You know, when they want to ask you, well, who answered Jesus or who's Jesus talking to? Well, what's the matter to you? He ain't your y'all. But who do you pray to? You know, the question I like to ask, you know, because I got a person that I know told me he worships some of these Norse mighty ones. Another one worships a Greek mighty one. Don't want to name them, but, you know, they worship them. And this one individual told me, the one that worships the Norse mighty ones, he suffers from, he told me, panic attacks or something like that. You know, he got fear problems. Either way, I think it's panic attacks, things like that. And jacked up with some allergies. He got some issues. And another guy, the one that worships the Greek one, you know, he's suffers from depression. And I even asked him, I said, what, yours can't deliver you from depression? And he just looked at me. I'm like, man, Jesus, I mean, you know, in the name of Jesus, we cast out devils. So Jesus delivers us from everything, you know, but, you know, some of these people have been soured because of religion, too. You know, false religion of Christianity out there has caused a lot of people to go away in bitterness towards the Most High and turn to these other mighty ones. But, oh, that's not our problem. Aren't you glad, saints, that you're in the kingdom? That the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are revealed unto you, and that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? I rejoice. Hallelujah. Tell you what, saints, we're going to take a quick break here, and I'll be back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Hallelujah. Can you still hear me pretty good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Glory to the King, saints. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Thankful for our mighty Yah that loves us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. Hey, let's go to Romans chapter 5. We'll read Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. Hallelujah. Let me get this. You got that, Brother Ugly? Romans chapter 8. I'm sorry if I didn't say that right. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. And it reads, I think we'll start at verse 4. No, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah, for it is not subject to the law of Yah, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yah, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of Yah dwell in you. Again, the Spirit of Yah dwelling in you. You see, you need the Holy Ghost. You see, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need that Ruach HaKodesh dwelling in your being. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Hallelujah. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But, you know, you look at this carnal mind. For to be carnally minded is death. You know, in the carnal mind, you know, of course, we know it's enmity. You know, how are you going to be in a mind like that, think you're going to get anything? You know, you're not going to subject yourself to the law of Yah and walking after the flesh. It's just not going to happen. And sometimes people wonder, well, how come I'm having trouble obeying the commandments or doing this or that? Well, you're walking too much after the flesh. You love your flesh and you're living after it. You're not serving Yah. You're serving mammon. You're serving yourself. And of course, also, if you have not the Spirit of Christ in you, you're not going to understand the things of the kingdom of Yah. It's not given to you. They're a mystery. They're given to the children of light, the children of the kingdom. Hey, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6-14. We got to make sure we have a spiritual mind, saints, walking in the Spirit, being holy, being righteous before the King. Hallelujah. Oh, 1 Corinthians. Sorry, I'm going to the wrong one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 14. Let me get there. 6. Okay. Let's go. Howbeit, and it reads, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Of course, these heathen out there and the Christians out there telling you, nobody's perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of the world of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of Yah in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which Yah ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Master of glory. Talking about Yeshua. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Yah has prepared for them that love him. You can't search it out, saints. But Yah has revealed them unto us by his what? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of Yah. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of Yah knoweth no man but the Spirit of Yah. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, thank Yah, but the Spirit which is of Yah, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yah. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. This is what I want to get to. But the natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yah, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he is spiritual, judgeth all things, yet he judgeth of no man. For who hath known the mind of Yah, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But you know, look at that. Verse 14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yah, you know, for their foolishness unto him. You ever talk to someone, you know, told them something about the healing or deliverance, or just even trying to minister salvation to them? And you ever had somebody just laugh in your face? I had that happen to me one time. I was talking to a man about deliverance, you know, and I was giving him a testimony about it, you know, about asthma. And I tell you, Saints, that book laughed in my face. I was dumbfounded. I didn't even know what to say. I just turned around and walked away from him. I was like, dang. But I forgot what I was talking to. You know, I was ministering to ghosts, trying to minister to a devil. I just didn't realize. And he laughed in my face. You know, he like, he wasn't hearing that. You know, but of course, I didn't have that scripture come to my mind. I said, yeah, it was definitely foolishness to him. You know, who wants to hear that? You know, you can cast the devil out. Get a devil cast out of you, and that solves your problem. You know, of course, you know you got to go through repentance and all that. Saints, so don't get me wrong. Now, don't just think you just walk up and cast the devil out of you. We've had no repentance. You know, John was out in the wilderness preaching repentance. You know, hey, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Same thing we do. We cast out devils. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, we cast out devils with the finger of Yah. But the natural man, that all that type of work is foolishness. You know. You tell your testimony about, you know, y'all opening your eyes to some truth. And he doesn't want to hear that. You might get one or two people that might get drawn in because that light is drawing them. They're getting convicted of things they see in your life, your walk, or your talk. They see the change in you. Like how many of your sisters, you get changed, you start walking holy. You get rid of your virtues, and they're like, hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with that woman? Why she got them skirts on that she can't work in, like Sister Bobby testified on Blog Talk. Keep working that skirt and that rag on her head. What happened to her? She's been transformed. Or Brother Ugly, why aren't you wearing your shorts no more? Or Sister Edris, how come you ain't wearing your booty shirts or booty shorts and all that kind of stuff? You know, you're walking holy, you're walking clean. You got the Master, the Holy One of Israel inside of you now. So you carry your vessel in sanctification and honor. And that's foolishness unto them. It's strange unto them. You know, they're like, hey. They'll come run, you know, they want you to run access to ride with them so they can feel clean. But hallelujah. We walk honestly before the Most High. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. We'll read verses 13 through 16. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And it reads, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. And also reads, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, we're being the salt of this earth, saints. Sometimes you're going to leave a bad taste in somebody's mouth when you say something to them. You've got to reprove a evil work or something that somebody's doing. Even amongst saints, you know, you can be salty. You know, a brother or sister might not find you too pleasant at times. Or they'll find you good, too, because salt tastes good. You know, I like salt on my chicken when I eat. You know, I like well-seasoned food when it's, you know, not overdone, you know, not messed up or anything. But food having seasoning is good, you know, and we're being salt. You know, we need to make sure we're bringing the salt. You know, I know one time I talked to a person, and they didn't like the salt at all. And the salt manifested on me, you know, because we were talking about the commandments, if I'm not mistaken. And this man wanted to bring his perverse Christian doctrine, telling me that, you know, every day was the Sabbath. And pretty much all I did was just kept telling him, hey, what's the scripture say? And he just blew up on me, you know, but he wanted me to back down, you know, trying to get me to back down because of his opinion. And I just kept rubbing that salt in that wound. The word says this. This is what's written, you know. And he couldn't handle that. He didn't like that salt. He didn't like that truth. So remain salty, saints. Hallelujah. Let's keep the light shining. Shining that darkness in this world. And people, you know, let them run and hide. Don't you run and hide unless you're running dirty. Don't run and hide. Just run to the Most High and get clean. Get washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Let's go to Colossians 4. Verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. I see that, Brother Ugly. Hot pepper sauce. I know that street ministry you've been doing. You do a lot of that, don't you? Hallelujah. Hey, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Hey, make sure you put that salt in that speech. They don't want to hear it. You know, tell them the things they don't want to hear. Hey, you know, you're giving them grace by telling them the truth, but, you know, tell them the things they don't want to hear. They'll be all right. They'll live. You know, you might hurt their feelings. I even had somebody tell me I hurt their feelings one time, tell them the truth. I even had somebody get mad when I told them about talk to them about healing, too, one time. This person got all mad, and you know, they wanted me to come and heal their cousin that I knew at that time. I said, well, no, I said, it don't work like that. Just because I'm talking to you about healing, you just, all of a sudden now you just trying to, you want to make something happen. I don't know this man. I'm not just going to lay hands on him. It ain't like that. You know, cause you got something to prove. Cause I, you know, we're talking about, I think I was talking to that woman about, unforgiveness or something like that. About people having cancer. Sometimes you have cancer, it's through unforgiveness and bitterness, things like that, that cause it. And, you know, she's like, my whole family's ate up with cancer. Hey, you ate up with sin. Your whole family wicked. You know, well, come heal my cousin. No, I ain't healing your cousin. You know, I even knew him, but he wasn't. That man wasn't repenting. He ain't turning from a wicked way. So, hey, stay sick. That's all I got to say for that gentleman. You know, hey, now if he wanted to come in here, fine. But other than that, no. Healing's the children's bread. You're a child of Yah. You're sick. You're afflicted. You're troubled. Burden, there's a remedy in Israel. Hallelujah. The Most High Yah heals us. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. I mean, I'm sorry, Saints. Isaiah. Read my right. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. You know, Gentiles coming to the light, saints. Let's go to Isaiah 49, verse 6. Amen. Go back and read all these things in context, please. Isaiah 49, verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my... It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Is your light shining, saints? Is anyone coming to you inquiring about salvation? Do you talk about the kingdom of the people? About the king? Or are you just like the world? No salt in it. Have you lost your savor? You blend in with the world, taste just like them too. Most High tasting you, you don't. Anybody tasting the Most High in you and seeing that he's good? I had a conversation with Elder Becker the other day. He was telling me something that he shared with me. And the Most High was good. I'm going to leave it at that. Whenever he talks about it, I'll let him talk about it. Acts chapter 13, verse 47, saints. But yeah. You got that, Brother Ugly? When we read Acts chapter 13, verse 47. For so hath the Master commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Still talking about the light to the Gentiles. And let's go to chapter 26, verse 23. Am I going too fast for you, Brother Ugly? I'm sorry. I didn't even look at the chat board here. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 26, verse 23. Of course, it's talking about Jesus here, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should raise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Yeah, you got it. All right. Hallelujah, Brother Ugly. All right, let's go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 10. We're going to read verses 1 through 13. 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. This is talking about Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. You know, why did she come to him? Was the light shining from Solomon? It couldn't have been darkness. All right, let's read it. And when the Queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to prove with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And she was come to Solomon. She communed with him of all that was in her heart. You know, of course, you know, when you come to a king, you better bring an offering. And she told Solomon all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had heard all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendants of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up into the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. Let me back up for a minute. And the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers. You know, Pastor mentioned yesterday, saints, how we need to have some etiquette. Seems like King Solomon's servants had that. Sounded like they were well ordered, had a well oiled machine going there too. Something we can learn from, a good example in our people of old back there, in that passage there. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh thy Elohim, which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store and precious stones. And there came no more such abundance of spices as these which the Queen of Sheba gave to Solomon. Well, gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of Yahweh, and for the king's house, harps and psalteries for the singers. There came no such almug trees, nor was seen unto this day, nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked beside that which Solomon gave of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. But going back up to the verse 5, in the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went to the house of Yahweh, You know, it says there was no more spirit in her. And after he answered all her questions through his wisdom, it took all the fight out of her, right? Everything that, every question, every doubt, everything that she had within her, you know, it took it all out of her. By Solomon's answers, through the wisdom the Most High blessed him with engagement. And that's the kind of type of wisdom we need to be speaking with people when we talk with them as well. But, you know, she saw the light. She came to find out something, you know, that light of that wisdom drew her. The Father blessed Solomon with. Hallelujah. Hey, let's go to Psalms chapter 83. You know, don't forget, you know, saints, we are in a captivity and we dwell in our enemy's land. And they're seeking to, they're always seeking our destruction. You know, the world loves its own. But you, saints of the Most High, Yah, they don't love you. They hate you. They hate Yahweh's word, too. And don't forget when Pastor was talking to those Christians up there in Green Bay, he showed them how much he saw how much they hated the word, you know, how much full of the Antichrist spirit they got. So verse 1, the song of Asaph. And that song of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O Yah. Hold not thy peace and be still not, O Yah. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consoled against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation. You know, they don't want that light shining no more. That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom, the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarines, Gebel, Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asher is also joined with them. They have hoped the children of Lot, Selah, do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Orb and like Zeb, yea, all the princes of Zeba and of Zaluma, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of Yah in possession. Oh my Yah, make them as like a wheel and as a stubble before the wind. Anyway, you know, they want these kings, these nations, you know, saints, they're confederate against Yah, against us. They hate us. They don't want us to be a people. You know, they seek nothing but our hurt. Of course, you know, we see how Pastor exposed that spirit up there in Green Bay, how wicked these Christians are, the same type of spirit. You know, even wanting to talk to our precious brother David about talking to him about his children, and they want to attack our shepherd, the man of Yah that we love. Just because they don't want to be pagan Christians anymore. They're such smooth talkers, smooth deceivers, just wicked devils. You know, but the light is shining up there in Green Bay. The Most High is doing the work. Hallelujah. Establishing something there, making another testimony. And let's go to Psalms 55, verse 21. You know, don't forget what we've been. Being a light, also being salt too, because you know these enemies ain't joking around, saints. You know they're hunting us. They want our souls. They want our destruction. They want to keep us in transgression away from the Most High and keep us a defeated and broken people. Well, make us a defeated and broken people, but the Most High is restoring. You know, of course they come like David says. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. So know what you're talking to. Know what you're talking to. Be discerning. Fast forward that video this week. You know, be discerning. Let's sharpen up, saints. Know what we're dealing with out there at any given time, even amongst ourselves, too. Don't forget, when was the last time you caught a spirit speaking out of one of your brothers or your sisters? Do you have the ears to hear it? Can you discern it? Do you reprove or rebuke it when it happens? You know, challenge them spirits. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Get my mouse to work here. Colossians chapter 2. And it reads, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ." Don't get caught up in their doctrines and their philosophies and their reasons. They'll tell you this and that. You know, some of these things like David's the Messiah, just whatever, you know, you can go on and on. You know, they're preaching another Jesus out there in these churches. You know, you don't have to keep, you know, you can eat pork. You don't have to keep the Sabbath. You know, none of these things, law done away with, just whatever. You know, of course, we know the law is our wisdom, saints. And also the boundaries of the kingdom of Yah for us. Let's go to Luke chapter 3. Excuse me, Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 3. That's what the Messiah said, you know, when he sent the disciples out. "Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." A lot of wolves up there getting hit up there in Green Bay. Many of y'all been hitting them. Even the ones spying on our liberty on Sabbath service. People want to, I guess, see what they can glean or gain. But you know, we're sheep among wolves, lambs among wolves. But don't be a lamb that's gonna be a prey for. Be a lamb that got that sword, the word of Yah, to defend yourself, to cut that enemy, drive him away, make him flee. And let's go to John chapter 3, verse 19. Of course, everybody knows John chapter John chapter 3, verse 16. Everybody knows that one. Hallmark scripture if you're a Christian. John chapter 3, verse 19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light." Why? Because their deeds were evil. "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, because they're rotten." Yeah. Don't forget, saints, when you bring the light to these folks, a lot of them still love darkness. Now, I found that out with that woman today. She still loves darkness. She wants that cloak to hide in her sin. You know, justify it for, you know, just justifying herself with it. And let's go to 1 John chapter 4. Verse 4. As a matter of fact, this is the last scripture I got for us, saints. Be quick tonight. Just don't want to forget this. Make sure we know this. "Ye are of Yah, little children, and have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Don't forget that, saints. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Don't let the house of time put out your light. Don't lay down for him. You stay in the fight. You stay prayed up. You keep fasting. You keep seeking Yah. You filled with the Ruach. And doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. Everything that you know to do, you do it. And trust in Yah. I mean, some of you are trapped in these cities. You'll have to keep trusting in Yah to help you get out of it. Like Pastor said, it took us a while to get out. You know, it takes time. Just be patient. Just keep doing everything you're supposed to be doing. All your praying, all your fasting. No matter what it is, you keep seeking Yah too. You know, some of you need healing in your body. Some of you need, you know, just get a lot that you need. You know, with this, you name it, you got debts and everything. You need the Most High to deliver you. So just keep trusting in him. But know that the greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. And also remember, you know, when you pray, pray believing. Nothing doubting, like the Messiah said. Well, anyway, saints, that's all I got. I hope this helped you, made sense to you. Try to put together the best that the Father gave it to me, but you know, just make sure you keep your light shining, saints. You go out there, when you're out there amongst the world, even amongst each other too. Don't be walking around in darkness and well, walk around in foul spirits. You put on Christ. You turn from your wicked ways, repent, get your wicked heart right. You all cast down, beat down, or just walking foul. You change your wicked nature. Now withdraw your heart from this world and be conformed to the image of Christ. You know, because what did he say? What did the Father say to Ezra? You know, you've gone too far in this world. You know, Ezra, you have to be converted. Come out of that world. You know, but anyway, let's make sure we walk uprightly before the Most High. Anyway, saints, I love you all. I just bless you. Thank you all for being here tonight. Pray that you all have a wonderful week. You know, you keep doing everything you're supposed to be doing. Keep all your warfare prayers going. Praying against our enemies. Keeping our pastors in prayer, the elders in prayer, each other. Don't forget what Pastor asked about. You know, keeping mom and dad dialed in prayer. You know, it's, many of saints need prayer. Just keep saints lifted up. God bless you all, saints. And I'll just say shalom. Hallelujah.